Parenting. Debbie Bridge wrote this over on Facebook. And I'm going to read it to you. They're her words, my voice. She published this on Sunday evening. This Sunday evening. Over the course of our 12-year homeschooling journey and 18 years of parenting, I have shown up as different mums. I've been the mum I'm proud to be, the one who is fun, adventurous, creative and patient. I've been the one who does really cool things with her kids to foster learning. We've taped flashcards all over the house and yard to learn how to read. We've done school outside on the play centre. We've done project days with friends and have gone on adventures. We've laid under a tree on a beautiful autumn day and watched the leaves fall. These are the things we see written on Facebook, right? We read about the awesome things other families are doing. We see the meals that other kids are making for their parents. We see the gift those kids give those parents. We see the ecstatic, enthusiastic smiles of the perfect families. And those images can be the very weapons we use against ourselves, something to conjure up in our minds in those overwhelming, chaotic moments. It's not always a conscious comparison. It's just a feeling of not measuring up. The first thing you must know is that the perfect family is a complete fabricated illusion. Yes, even that family is not perfect. And no, they don't have it together every day. You don't see the arguments that might have occurred right before or after that beautiful photo shared on social media. I know. Because I have shared those photographs and simulated perfect children. I've also shared authentic moments of joy because when they occur, it's important to savour them. I've been the ideal mum and I've also been the not so ideal mum. The controlling, commanding, angry, exasperated, frustrated and flat out tantruming mum. Slamming doors and crying, all resulting in pain. 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 Everyone retreating to their corners. Me lying on my bed, panting and recovering from totally losing my cool. I've been her. To some degree, we've all lost our cool and felt regret about how we've communicated with our children. You're not alone. And I know I'm not alone because I've read your posts. I've been with you at the playground and homeschool field trips and heard you ask, how do I deal with a difficult learner? How do I deal with a child who lies, disrespects or outright defies me? Or how do I deal with a child who simply isn't interested and unmotivated? And I have the answer. You just might not like it, but partly because it isn't a quick fix. You have to be different. The question actually isn't how do I deal with my child, but how do I deal with me? Marriage and parenting brings up a lot of things for us to grow through. The invitation, as I see it, is to take the opportunity to get close to you. Mother you through these confronting times. When you have that loving and nurturing presence for yourself, even when you're feeling stressed, you're more able to give that to your children. If this is something that resonates with you, and you'd like to further explore how to get close to you in these times of stress, please reach out and connect with me. There's a fabulous workshop coming up in April that addresses this very issue. With love to you all. And that's it. And as I read it, tears welled up in my eyes. By the way, the workshop is by Tania Fierro with Interland Institute. It's called Understanding Our Overreactive Parenting. This is from the United States. This is from, I can't read. It doesn't matter. It's from Debbie Bridge. And Debbie is my somebody towards whom I feel extraordinarily friendly. I met her on the app, the audio app, Anchor. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you very, very much. I am absolutely confident that other people will be touched by this, at least as much as I've been.